We find ourselves on the brink of climate catastrophe in large part because of the decisions made during a past crisis. As the world came out of the Great Depression and World War II, the U.S. launched a rapid bid to remake the global economy, running on fossil fuels. In the post-war years, Americans moved to suburbs and began driving gas-guzzling cars to work, while the federal government built a highway system to connect the country for those vehicles. The single biggest line item in the Marshall Plan, the U.S. government program that funded the European recovery, went to support oil, which ensured that the continent's economy would also run on the fossil fuel. Meanwhile, plastic and oil derivative became the go-to building block for consumer goods after the U.S. had developed production capacity for use in World War II. The underlying philosophy of economic development in this time period was a focus on gross national product, a term developed by the U.S. government economists during the Depression, which included consumption as a proxy for prosperity. The more we consume, the better off we are, according to this model, which in the post-war era, the U.S. assiduously spread abroad. The promise of endless growth also required an endless supply of oil to power factories, automobiles, and jet planes. In 1945, President Franklin D. Roosevelt sealed a deal with Ibn Saud, the first king of Saudi Arabia, trading security for access to the country's vast oil reserves. Every U.S. president since, implicitly or explicitly, has continued that exchange. The coronavirus pandemic is the most significant disruption yet to the post-war fossil fuel order. The global economy is expected to contract more than 5% this year, according to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. This is a challenge so big that it has also created a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to change direction. This moment comes just in time. In 2018, a landmark report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the UN's climate science body, warned that allowing the planet to warm any more than 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels would drive hundreds of millions of people into poverty, destroy coral reefs, and leave some countries unable to adapt.